In the headlines, one man is dead and two others injured following separate shooting incidents last night. The Prime Minister defends tint legislation. The opposition leader says government still missing mark on crime. Medicinal cannabis dispensary set for historic launch in Barbados today. And Barbados Light and Power urges caution for solar system owners ahead of the hurricane season. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. 21-year-old man was shot and killed last night in Six Road, St. Philip, while a family member was also shot and remains in critical condition at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The incident, an attempted robbery, occurred in the area designated for small businesses near the roundabout. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite provided an update.
Police at the Operations Control Room received a report of a shooting at 6 Road, St. Philip about 9:07 p.m. on Thursday the 12th of June 2025. Initial investigations revealed that a family was in the process of securing their business establishment when they were pounced upon by two armed assailants who demanded the jewelry of one of the family members. A struggle ensued and several shots were discharged, resulting in two male family members being shot. One of these males succumbed to his injuries after being transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a private motor car. The other was transported in an ambulance and is currently undergoing treatment.
Barbados Police Service Communications Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. When Starcom Network arrived on the scene at Six Roads last night, workers from nearby businesses were gathered on the adjacent sidewalk. One worker from the area who did not want to be identified spoke of the incident and said the death penalty may be required to slow the rising crime rate.
I was on the outside and all of a sudden I hear like an explosion, pop, pop, then another pop. I said it sounded like gunshots, but it was very muted. So I told myself, it can't be gunshots, but quick service gunshots. Two people get shot and quick service here, there's the guy that is from the red shop. Me and his son get shot. Heard the son pass away, more responsive.
What do you feel about what happened in Barbados generally, though? Well, it's going on, isn't
it? They got to say about it, because it ain't getting better, it only getting worse. If they bring back hanging as a deterrent, it may work.
The latest shooting came just 3 hours after another gun-related incident at No. 3 Venture St. John, where a man was injured in what is believed to be a drive-by shooting. Last night's homicide marks the 23rd for this year. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has defended government's soon-to-be-implemented tint regulations. The Prime Minister believes it is essential to ensuring that the police are able to carry out their duties effectively. The lower house recently debated these amendments to the Road Traffic Act, which were met by intense criticism by some organizations and members of the public. In a press conference held at Ilaro Court, Prime Minister Motley explained why government sought to implement these regulations, which she said were requested by the Barbados Police Service.
When the police, the people who protect us, come to us and say, Prime Minister, members of the Security Council, we need this measure introduced. We're not asking for you to remove all tint, but we're asking for you to regulate the tint. And there are a number of reasons. And the first reason is that if that officer who has to go to that particular car, and we saw it, there was a shooting on Broad Street with a car and the police within the last month or two, wasn't there? If that particular officer or officers have to approach a car, it is all black tint. They don't know what they're facing. They don't know whether they're underreacting, overreacting, whether their life is in their hand. That is the reality of what we are facing.
Meantime, joint efforts between the Barbados Police Service and the Defence Force will continue to address serious matters affecting the country. This was also announced by the Prime Minister.
We have also recognised, and today Cabinet extended for another year, but on deeper and broader terms, the collaboration between the Barbados Defence Force and the Barbados Police Service. Typically, there have been joint operations, as Barbadians know. You most know it and see it on Kadumat Day when the BDF is out in support. But you know we've done joint tourism patrol engagements. We've also dealt with counter-drug operations. But we are broadening it to include other serious matters of serious concern to the country to ensure that the Barbados Police Service has the fullest possible support.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has responded, stating that government was still missing the mark on crime and failed to address the key issues. In a statement last evening, Mr. Thorne said the focus should not just be behavioural and mental issues, but factors such as the emergence of gangs.
The Prime Minister's analysis of crime remained deeply flawed when she suggested that the root causes of crime are mental health issues, drug abuse, and lack of social grounding. The Prime Minister continues to focus on behaviorist factors while neglecting to identify the structural socioeconomic factors that contribute to crime. Further, there has been the frightening emergence of garrison communities and gangs that have been exploited as having existential political value, threatening safety, justice, and democracy. Crime appears to be highly organized, and we continue to challenge the government to engage serious paramilitary, legislative, socioeconomic, and cultural interventions to attempt to dismantle these empires of criminality.
Leader of the Opposition, Ralph Thorne. For the first time in Barbados' history, a licensed medicinal cannabis dispensary and therapeutic facility will be open to the public. Scheduled to launch today, Island Therapeutics has received full authorization from the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, the BMCLA, to dispense medical cannabis to patients suffering from cancer-related symptoms, chronic pain, multiple sclerosis, and other common ailments. Under existing legislation, only individuals with a valid doctor's certificate are eligible to purchase medical cannabis. Furthermore, all cannabis products must be dispensed by a licensed pharmacist on site. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Shanika Roberts-Odell, Chief Executive Officer of the BMCLA, described the opening as a significant milestone for the authority since its establishment in 2019.
The opening of the first fully licensed therapeutic center is a true testament to the growth of the medicinal cannabis industry in Barbados. We've moved at a slow and steady pace, understanding the importance of educating Barbadians along the way. The industry has been carefully regulated with research, science, and patient care at the forefront. It is important to note, medicinal cannabis in Barbados can only be prescribed by a licensed medical doctor and dispensed by a licensed pharmacist. And while the industry evolves, and so too may the laws of Barbados, the current law of Barbados is very clear. Medicinal cannabis is legal in Barbados. Recreational cannabis is not.
CEO at the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Shanika Roberts-Odell. Barbados is poised for major league reform. Legal reform, as the draft legal profession bill is being described as a reformist piece of legislation that aligns the country's legal framework with modern-day realities. Chairman of the Law Reform Commission, former Chief Justice David Simmons, says the legislation builds on the foundations of the original act but introduces new rules and standards. Owners of photovoltaic systems are being cautioned as this year's hurricane season preparations kick into high gear. During a press conference held at the Barbados Light and Power Maynard's St. Peter substation yesterday, Director of Operations Johan Graves said several home and business owners were connected to the grid and gave advice in the event of an emergency. And Israel launched large-scale strikes against Iran last night, saying it had targeted nuclear facilities, ballistic missile factories, and military commanders at the start of a prolonged operation to prevent Tehran from building an atomic weapon. Top story, one man dead, two others injured following separate shootings last night. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.